Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Sun's out, guns out, you know, sleeveless shirts and all. That might be the new style someday soon in the Arctic, because last month it was warmer than usual up there, a lot warmer. NASA says January 2016 recorded the greatest departure from average of any month on record. That's globally. But the spike in temperatures last month was especially pronounced in the Arctic. I asked Gavin Schmidt to put this into context for us. He directs NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies.
So temperatures are going up pretty much everywhere around the world, except perhaps in Antarctica. And so when we have an El Nino event like we're currently having, that's really just an assist, and that kind of pushes you into record-breaking territory. But we would have had a record warm year even without the El Nino, and temperatures are not suddenly going to go back to the 1970s when this El Nino event is finished, perhaps by the middle of this year.
How is the warming Arctic impacting us here?
So we're seeing warming in the Arctic that's melting the floating ice. It's also melting the ice on Greenland. That's changing sea level patterns. So sea level is rising because of this melting ice. We have changes in circulation patterns. The wind patterns seem to be affected by the reductions in sea ice in the Arctic. And that is changing the patterns of storm tracks and perhaps the variability of wintertime temperatures right here where we live.
So here we are kicking off our show today with this news because it's important. I mean, the temperatures, as you say, this trend just keeps going up and up and up. What's it going to take for people to really give two cents about this? Because I know in a month or two, I'm going to be doing the same interview all over again.
So people have got to think about the long-term trends. You know, we like talking about the weather, and obviously that gives us a lot to talk about. But the long-term changes that we're seeing, these are very difficult to deal with. And we really need a sustainable conversation about how to deal with emissions, how to deal with transitions to renewable energy, transitions away from carbon emissions. And that's, that isn't an interview for one day or for one month or just because we had a record year. That's a discussion and a debate that has to go on for many years, even many decades to come.
The Paris climate talks in December, that wasn't the start of a conversation, a dialogue about all this?
Yeah, the Paris talks are, in fact, the start of that serious conversation. But just having had the Paris Agreement, that doesn't make all of those pledges come to fruition. How those pledges are actually going to be implemented and how they're going to be maintained and perhaps even enhanced, that still has to be decided.
Gavin Schmidt, director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. Greatly appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.